For today's Global Hit, we're going to hear the sounds of a long-lost instrument. The instrument in question disappeared from use some 300 years ago, but for 2,000 years before that, you'd have heard it plenty, especially along the Silk Road, the ancient trading route that ran through Asia. Well, now the instrument is back on an album called Along the Silk Road. Here is the world's Alex Galifant.
Bo Lavagrin used to be a nuclear physicist. Now the Swedish-born professor is retired and living in New York, and he devotes his time to another long-held passion, ancient harps. The harp is one of the oldest types of instrument in the world. One of its earliest forms is the angular harp, something in Japan they call the kugo.
It has different names in different cultures, but musicologists like to call it angular harp.
Lavagrin is a kind of amateur musical archaeologist. Years back, he went to Japan to research the kugo, or angular harp. He made his way to the city of Nara, once Japan's capital. Lavagrin was particularly interested in the Shosoin, a museum there containing many royal musical instruments.
They were put into the museum about 752 by an emperor, and among the instruments are two angular harps.
At the Shosoin, he met Tomoko Sugawara, a musician who'd grown up playing Irish and classical harps. But she said the angular harp was something different.
It was not only music instrument, but also it's a beautiful emperor's treasure.
But the two museum harps were incomplete. Only the top half of each remained. So Lavagrin and Sugawara decided to work together to build a new, complete kugo by guessing the rest. Luckily, there were clues strewn about.
We based our reconstruction on the pictures. There are many pictures, I would say easily 100 pictures from Asia, often from the Silk Road, painted on cave walls.
The cave pictures allowed them to make educated guesses about the harp's dimensions. They scaled up the drawings, and then Lavagrin asked an American harp maker to build it, someone he'd worked with years before.
It was kind of a design-as-you-go project to take it from images to a working, playable instrument.
Bill Campbell builds historical harps at his workshop in Port Townsend, Washington.
The shape of the harp was kind of a rounded body, so it was hand-carved. And then the soundboard has a shape to it as well, and that had to be steamed bent to fit to that shape.
Unlike modern harps, the kugo is an L-shaped instrument, with strings running between the two sides. When it was ready, Campbell sent it over to Lavagrin and Sugawara, who was also living in New York. At first, Sugawara didn't like the sound that the kugo produced. It wasn't what she was used to. But as she spent time with the freshly minted instrument, her senses shifted.
I changed. So because the modern people like big sound, high tensions, but in the other hand, ancient people love soft and small sound.
Sugawara's new album, Along the Silk Road, covers new music alongside ancient melodies from across Asia. After all, now that the kugo has been brought back to life, it makes no sense to send it back to a museum. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
You can see pictures of the kugo as it was being built, along with the finished instrument, at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.